Welcome to episode 147 of Practical Defense, the 30-day challenge. Welcome to the Practical Defense Podcast, where you'll learn practical approaches to staying safe in our increasingly dangerous urban environments. I'm your host, Alex Addix. This week, we're stepping outside personal protection for a bit and talking about personal well-being. This is the 30-day challenge. But before we get into it, I have a couple things I need to cover. First, I would like to thank Michael from Houston and Ross B. from Canada for their generous donations to the show. In fact, Ross's donation was so large that it was more than all of the other donations I've ever received combined. So thanks, guys. I really appreciate it, and it really helps in covering the costs of the show. Second, Halloween is nearly upon us, and I want to remind everyone about using chemical light sticks instead of candles in the jack-o'-lanterns, and perhaps even having the kids wear them for easy identification. The brand I prefer is Cyalume Snap-Lite chemical light sticks. They're non-toxic, super durable, really bright, and they last for 10 hours. They come in 6 colors, and my favorite for inside the jack-o'-lanterns are orange or red. These things are a great alternative to candles, and you can leave them in the pumpkins all night without any concern. There's no worrying about, did I blow the candle out? Also, depending upon the type of container your kids use for the candy collection, you can even put one in the container and make the whole container glow. Anyway, all the longtime listeners to the show know how much I love these things. Now, in addition to Halloween fun, I keep them stashed around the house for emergency use, in our cars, and in every single go bag and emergency kit that I have. If you buy them in sets of more than 10, they cost about $1.25 each, and they have a shelf life of nearly 5 years. I'll put a link to Snap-Lites in the show notes. Alrighty, we'll be right back with the 30-day challenge.
When hurricanes strike, people lose belongings, their homes, hope. This hurricane season is predicted to be severe. American Red Cross volunteers stand ready. You can help. Your $50 click on redcross.org can feed and shelter a child for a day. Text Red Cross to 90999 to give $10. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS and your $25 gift can make sure someone won't go hungry for the day. Every single donation brings hope. Text message and data rates may apply.
Welcome back. The idea for the 30-day challenge came from my wonderful wife. She had some habits that she's been trying to break for years. She did some research and found that if you can stop doing something for 4 weeks straight, you can probably break the habit. Conversely, if you start doing something for 4 weeks, you can add a good habit. So she came up with the 30-day challenge. She initially posed the challenge to friends and family. For those that took it, it worked. My wife stopped biting her nails. I completely stopped drinking all sodas, including diet soda. Now for me, with soda, for the first week it was really the most difficult. I love soda, and with foods or social situations that I normally associated with soda were the hardest to overcome. It was tough, but I stuck with it. By the second week, I had lost the taste for soda, and asking for something else was easy and natural and without thought. Now at the 30-day mark, I never want to go back. The key to the challenge is to keep your goals small and manageable. Breaking habits and acquiring new ones takes time, especially if the habit you're trying to break has been with you for years. Start easy and chip away at the wall until it crumbles. Most people fail because they try to take on too much at once. Break it down into small pieces, take each small piece one at a time, and you can do it. I'll use myself as an example. I've always been a big guy. I'm big, I'm strong, and I'm heavy. My competition weight for swimming was 220 pounds, and I'm only 6 feet. That's 180 centimeters and 100 kilos. I was a little less than 9% body fat at that weight. When I came back from boot camp, where all I did was run and they didn't let me eat, I dropped to 195 pounds with less than 3% body fat. I lost muscle mass in addition to fat. It was the only time in my life where I had six-pack abs. I have a slow metabolism, and I have always struggled with weight. When I entered middle school, I couldn't see my toes. The only time I didn't have to watch what I ate was when I was a teenager and I was swimming 4 hours a day, 6 days a week, and practicing martial arts 4 days a week. During those years of heavy training, my whole life was about working out. I ingrained some really bad eating habits because I could eat anything and not put on weight. Looking back, it was just insane. I would sit down and eat an entire large pizza and drink a 2-liter bottle of soda all by myself in a single sitting. When I got donuts for friends, I would get 2 dozen donuts, 1 dozen for my friends, and 1 dozen just for me. I carried those habits with me when I stopped working out for the national championships, and I put on a lot of weight, some of which I have yet to completely lose. As an adult with a slow metabolism, everything I eat practically counts double. The problem is, I'm lazy and I love to eat, and that makes for a really bad combination. So for my challenge, I've chosen to start chipping away at my bad eating habits and replace them with good ones. Eventually, I'll get to the place I've always wanted to be: healthy meals with reasonable portion sizes. My first challenge was to completely eliminate soda from my diet, even diet soda. I love soda, but I just needed to walk away from it completely. It is just too many calories that are way easy to consume, and by drinking diet soda, I kept my taste for it. That was my first simple challenge, and I succeeded. The first chip is out of the wall. My new challenge that I started this week is to eliminate all fast food and delivered food. This goes after my lazy food bad habit. Instead of making a healthy meal, I would just run through a drive-thru and pick something up, or have something tasty delivered. Living in Los Angeles means that I can have just about any food type delivered to my home in less than 45 minutes. It is both convenient and troublesome. So for me, no fast food, no pizza, no Chinese, no Thai, no Italian, nothing. We can go out to eat at a nice restaurant, but other than that, all my meals must be made at home. After this 30-day challenge, my next one, I plan on eliminating candies and desserts, basically all sweets. After decades of bad eating habits, it would be impossible to try and quit all of them at the same time. I know, I've tried it before. I lost a ton of weight and it came right back several times. Why? Because I can stay on an eating program, but my bad habits return because I know that the diet is temporary. With a challenge, by tackling each habit independently, it keeps it manageable and it enforces a permanent positive change. Each habit you incorporate must be permanent. When you focus on one small area of improvement at a time, something you can achieve, eventually you'll have one big improvement. And again, the challenge is not only about taking away. It's also about adding new, good habits. Now, for example, my wife's next 30-day challenge is to use the treadmill 5 days out of the week. After that, her next challenge will be to start doing yoga. The same system can take away the bad as well as add in the good. So I invite everyone to join me with your own 30-day challenge. I've mentioned it a few times on my Twitter feed, and I've started a few discussions on the podcast's Facebook page. So feel free to drop by and post your own. The page is facebook.com/practicaldefense. I hope to see everyone in better health.
Gun Rights Radio Network has the best pro-Second Amendment, pro-gun rights podcast available on the net. The podcasts are absolutely free when subscribing using iTunes or Zoom Marketplace. Or if you want, you can just listen from the website. Make sure you visit gunrightsradio.com to subscribe. Podcasting freedom, one episode at a time.
Welcome back. So the 30-day challenge is about making small yet permanent changes to your lifestyle. You can eliminate bad habits and incorporate new good habits. Keep each piece small and manageable. Don't try to take on too much at once. Pick one item and stick with it for 30 days. By the end of your 4 weeks, it should no longer be a struggle to maintain, and it should be a part of your daily routine. Eventually, each small piece will add up to a huge positive change. And as always, don't forget that we have a 20% discount on subscriptions to Taekwondo Times magazine. Just enter our exclusive promo code of PRACDEF01 at checkout. The subscription to the print edition of the magazine includes digital copies as well. You can find the promo code and a link in the show notes. If you have any tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexaddicts.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe. Practical Offense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, commentary, and topic suggestions, send an email to podcast@alexaddicts.com. That's podcast@alexaddicts.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexaddicts.com.
Music by Kevin MacLeod.